It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. On Tuesday, Las Cruces-based defense and civil rights attorney Margaret Strickland was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to serve as a federal judge in New Mexico. Strickland was among President Joe Biden's first slate of nominees announced in March. She was confirmed Tuesday by a 52-45 vote of the Senate, including supportive votes by U.S. Senators Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan. Prior nominations by President Donald Trump to fill two vacancies on the U.S. District Court in the state were put on hold in September 2020 by New Mexico's Senate delegation. A recent court ruling has brought time for environmental groups opposed to a controversial Trump-era Clean Water Act rule that pulled back federal protection for streams and wetlands across the country. Here's Roz Brown from the New Mexico News Connection.
A federal judge ruled the Trump administration's 2020 Navigable Waters Protection Rule was too flawed to keep in place. That means for now, instead of falling under federal jurisdiction, the status of ephemeral or intermittent streams will be subject to case-by-case determinations. Rachel Kahn with the water advocacy group Amigos Bravos says arid states such as New Mexico need their own rules.
We are a very dry state, as we all know, and we have many waters that don't flow year-round. And it is all of those waters that had been left unprotected.
The rule had removed protections for hundreds of thousands of intermittent streams and wetlands that feed and support the Rio Grande River. I'm Roz Brown.
And in more news, the Las Cruces Public Schools Board of Education established 2022 legislative funding priorities on Tuesday, calling on the New Mexico School Boards Association to support legislation to secure funding for after-school buses. Madison Staten reports.
After-school activity buses could soon be coming to Las Cruces Public Schools, giving students who rely on bus transportation the opportunity to participate in after-school programs. The LCPS Board of Education voted unanimously to make the Activity Bus Program a 2022 legislative funding priority, requesting that the New Mexico School Boards Association support the legislation to secure funding. Spearheading the request is District 2 Board Member Pamela Court, who says she is working to provide equitable opportunities for all LCPS students.
It would be a wise move to have an activity bus that left later in the school day for middle school and high school kids. There is a true correlation between how active you are in school and whether you have found your tribe and your community. The students who take the bus are missing out on those golden opportunities to find their place in high school.
Currently, 59% of middle and high school students utilize bus transportation within the district. The district's goal is to secure enough funding to enable each middle and high school to have its own activity bus. District 3 board member Maria Flores says she's hopeful the additional transportation will enable more kids to take advantage of after-school programs.
It's been something we've been wanting for a long time, to extend buses to be available for our students. And I know that a lot of students miss out because they don't have transportation.
While supportive of the resolution, District 4 board member Teresa Tenorio worried about some of the logistical hurdles, such as how many drop-off locations each bus would travel to.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. One concern I have of just logistics is if you're at a school with one activity bus waiting for the kids to finish, and let's say there's 10, 20 kids. You know, are they all from the same kind of similar routes if they're at the same school?
District 2's Pamela Court says drop-off locations will be more centralized than on normal bus routes, potentially stopping once per neighborhood.
What you would do is you would have more central drop-off points, which gets them closer to their residents, but not having them drop off kids in front of every single home. And in the research I did, that's what a lot of school districts were doing with their activity buses, is that they created a central drop-off point.
The board also voted to request legislative appropriation support for certified staff salary increases, citing a need to be competitive with staff recruitment and retention. NEA Las Cruces President Denise Sheehan, who also advocated for smaller class sizes and additional planning time, says that salary increases are a necessity. She says that educators in the district are overwhelmed, many working two or three additional jobs just to keep up with the cost of living.
We are abusing our educators, not just in our state, but nationwide. We are in a crisis, and we need to do things differently. We've got to stop this abuse on our educators before we are faced with an even larger shortage come December.
LCPS Board President Ray Jaramillo says legislative support is greatly needed. Half of New Mexico teachers leave the profession within 5 years of graduating from educator preparation programs.
I brought this forward. I think it was important that the legislators understand the process of making the teacher cost index align with what we've been doing, and I think that they should support it financially.
For CARE WG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.